Chapter 3. And this know now, that in the last days there shall come perilous times. For men shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, evil speakers, to parents disobedient, unthankful, unkind. Without natural affection, implacable, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, not lovers of those who are good. Traitors, heady, lofty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of piety, and its power having denied, and from these be turning away. For of these there are those coming into the houses, and leading captive the silly women, laden with sins, led away with desires manifold. Always learning, and never to a knowledge of truth able to come. And, even as Dan's and Dambers stood against Moses, so also these do stand against the truth, men corrupted in mind, disapproved concerning the faith. But they shall not advance any further, for their folly shall be manifest to all, as theirs also did become. And now, thou hast followed after my teaching, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance. The persecutions, the afflictions, that befell me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of all the Lord did deliver me. And all also, who will alive piously in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. And evil men, and impostors shall advance to the worse, leading astray, and being led astray. And now, be remaining in the things, which thou didst learn, and wast entrusted with, having known from whom thou didst learn. And because from a babe the holy writings thou hast known, which are able to make thee wise, to salvation, through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Every writing is God-breathed, and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for setting aright, for instruction that is in righteousness. That the man of God may be fitted, for every good work having been completed.